This is reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, 16th chapter, which is entitled The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan. And just as a little warning, the organizers of our ELM and the OGBC meeting have given some overall theme that should be touched on in classes, which in case it doesn't come across in the class, is that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. This is in reference to ISKCON. But it's still meant to be an apolitical class. So. Anyway, let's read here. This is a very nice part of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Achinta Shakti Karatu Mitahara Gatana.
Achinta Shakti Karatu Mitahara Gatana.
Yekaraha Se Karina Hika Niyama. Shakti karatu mitahara gatana.
Ashinja shakti karatu mitahara gatana.
Dekahara se karina hika niyama.
Dekahara se karina hika niyama.
Translation. By your inconceivable energy, you can do whatever you like. And whatever you make me do, I do without restriction. Please repeat, by your inconceivable energy,
you can do whatever you like.
And whatever you make me do,
I do without restriction.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kene Brahma Hidhaya Adi Kavaye, Lord Brahma is the first living creature within the universe, and he is also the creator of this universe. How is this possible? Although he is the first living entity, Lord Brahma is not in the category of Vishnu Tattva. Rather, he is part of the Jiva Tattva. Nonetheless, by the grace of the Lord, who instructed him through the heart, Tene Brahma Avidaha, Lord Brahma could create a huge universe. Those who are actually pure devotees of the Lord are instructed by the Lord through the heart, where the Lord is always situated. If he follows the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entity, even though an insignificant creature can perform the most difficult tasks by the Lord's grace. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satat juktanam vajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi jogantam jinamam priyantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Everything is possible for a pure devotee because he acts under the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through his inconceivable energy, a pure devotee, this refers to Krishna, through his inconceivable energy, a pure devotee can perform tasks that are supposed to be very, very difficult. He could perform tasks not even performed previously by the Lord himself. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ye Koraha Sri Kari Nahika Iniyam. I do not know by what regulated principle I am carrying out this wonderful work, but I know for certain that I will do whatever you decide. Although the Lord wants to give all credit to his devotees, the devotee himself never takes credit, for he acts only under the Lord's direction. Consequently, all credit goes to the Lord. This is the natural relationship between the Lord and his devotee. The Lord wants to give all credit to his servant, but the servant does not take any credit, for he knows that everything is carried out by the Lord. Om Gyanati Vrandasya Gyanam Jana Shakaya Chakshulamiritam Gyena Tasmai Shri Guru Venamaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. those of us who haven't been here in previous classes. Lord Nityananda is responding to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's request. First of all, is that he go away from Jagannath Puri and go to Bengal and not come back. And the second is that there in Bengal, that he spread Krishna consciousness. You can perform a task that even I cannot do, but for you I cannot find anyone in Gaudadesh who can fulfill my mission there. And then Lord Nityananda, without really any protest, he just accepts the order of the Lord. There's a previous verse here, O Lord, you are the life and I am the body. There's no difference between the body and life itself, but life is more important than the body. And then by your inconceivable energy, you can do whatever you like, and whatever you make me do, I do without restriction. In previous verse, where one of the previous verses, the Lord Chaitanya said, do not come to Jagannath Puri every year, but stay in Bengal and fulfill my desire. Srila Prabhupada writes a very well-known purport commentary in which he's raising this hypothetical question that what's more important, to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or to fulfill his order and preach? And he answers the question saying that it's more important to fulfill the order of the Lord, it's more important to preach than to stay in a holy place and chant Hare Krishna, even in this case to be with Lord Chaitanya, to be with Lord Jagannath. And then the bottom line is, but is there any loss? All right, just a matter of importance. One thing's more important than the other, but will there be some loss on part of Nityananda Prabhu or anyone else who follows his line? And he says, no. Same benefit will be achieved by fulfilling the order of the Lord in separation from him than by just staying with him. It's just as good. And so Lord Nityananda says, okay, I can do whatever you like. Somehow he's invoking this thing of Chintya Shakti. He's talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inconceivable potency. It's not particularly clear to which of these two points he refers to. Is he referring to leaving Lord Chaitanya, or is he referring to going to preach? It can be taken to be both. Certainly for Lord Nityananda, preaching is not such a big problem. Leaving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may require inconceivable potency. Balaram or Lonitai. Lord Nityananda is Lord Balaram, Lord Balaram, Lord Krishna, just like we see in the picture over there. They're always inseparable. So for Krishna, Vajindananda Devi Sachi Sutta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being Lord Krishna, to just tell Lord Balaram, go away, don't come back. Because that part of the instruction he didn't follow. He came back regularly. But he went away. It requires this achintya. Chintya means conceivable. Achintya means inconceivable. Chinta. Chinta means something you can think of. So this is something I can't even think of, something like this. So in order for me to do something like this, it requires achintya shakti. It requires inconceivable potency. It requires Krishna's particular ability to do such a thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, and he was telling Lord Nityananda to walk away. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book, we read how Krishna was in Vrindavan and he left the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They didn't have to go away. He went away. But here, it was just the opposite. You you go away. So this required a certain empowerment by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself in order for Lord Nityananda to achieve this. But in these verses he's pointing out, where is that empowerment coming from? It's coming from, and as Srila Prabhupada explains in the potency, it's coming from the order of the Lord. This is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because of its order, then these impossible things can actually be performed. Earlier on in Chaitanya Charitamrita, then the author writes that Katanchana smite jasmin sukaram dukkaram bhavet. He says very, very easy things become, or very difficult things become very easy for someone who has the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the easiest thing becomes impossible if one is devoid of the Lord's mercy. So this is a very difficult thing. But by Lord Chaitanya's order, then the empowerment to actually perform that order is also there. And then, of course, the whole conflict is there that Lord Nityananda is not particularly happy by receiving something like this, which means that very often we receive some type of instruction, some type of service that doesn't necessarily make us happy. But the real litmus test is not particularly whether it makes us happy, but does it actually make Krishna happy? So, Atmandriya Priti Ati Banche Balikam. When the means of determining whether something is good or bad is whether I'm happy or not, that's called kam. And Krishna Nirya Priti, but what pleases Krishna? Dhara Premana. Then the type of psychology or mentality that is behind such activity, that's called prema. So in other words, one is being Krishna conscious and the other one is, well, at least being generous, being not being so Krishna conscious or not being Krishna conscious at all, acting for one's own welfare. And here Srila Prabhupada is pointing out that this type of empowerment, this achintya shakti, there's both such a thing as a achintya shakti of the Lord as one of his potencies, in other words, the inconceivable potency, and then there are achintya kaluti bhava. That all of Krishna's potencies are inconceivable. They're inconceivable just by dint of the fact that we're so limited. We're extremely small. And therefore it becomes very difficult for us to conceive of how things take place. Srila Prabhupada here is giving one example. How does the first person become the creator? He's empowered. He's given a certain empowerment. Because if he's the first person, then how does he create? You create on the basis of acquiring some knowledge, which means that you can't be the first person. That means there's got to be someone else there to teach you. But tene brahmarida. But he's empowered in a very extraordinary way through within his heart. He's given the knowledge and potency by which he's going to be able to create. It's possible. It's inconceivable, but it's possible. And really inconceivable, there are things that are inconceivable even to, things that are even inconceivable to Krishna. His own potencies are even inconceivable to him. But another example that we have from Srimad Bhagavatam is that whole story of the Brahma Vimohana Leela, how Krishna becomes the cowherd boys and the calves. And then a year later, this whole suspicious event takes place where all of a sudden all the cows start running to their calves, and the cowherd men, they all forget about their cows and they run to the cowherd boys. And Balaram, just by powers of deduction, he figures out there's something going on here. This is extraordinary show of affection. It's beyond the natural affectionate relationship that's already there between the cows and their calves. And So why is this happening? And then he thinks, I must be under some kind of maya. I must be under Krishna's maya. So he says, is there, what's going on? You have to explain it. And then Krishna tells him what happened. So things are, it's so inconceivable that it's inconceivable for Lord Balaram. Then what to speak of things being inconceivable to us just because we're insignificant. Lord Balaram's significant. So if something's inconceivable to him, then it's really inconceivable. The fact that we can't even figure out how hair is growing on our heads or what an atom is shows how insignificant we are. We don't understand anything. So it doesn't take much for things to be inconceivable. Very ordinary things are inconceivable. So Krishna, even the 8th chapter, he says, even this, for you, this material world is inconceivable. We don't understand how this world's going on. What to speak of how Krishna is going on and how his potencies work. And it will always be like that. This phrase of Brahma Samhita, Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarasta. And that's like a real something that, you know, twists your mind in knots. He's saying that Krishna, with all of his potencies, is present within every atom. And everything, including all of the creation, material and spiritual, is present within Krishna. So, you know, this is like, well, there's no material example of something. It means that everything's in Krishna, and Krishna's in every atom along with everything. That means everything's also present within every atom, although, of course, every atom is only just a little part of everything. So it's, and how does it work? It's not a problem for him, it's a problem for us. That's because he's God and we're not. And just very little simple things like this stump us to no end, and we don't have the ability. The only ability will come like this, another manifestation of Krishna's achintya shakti, is that even though these things are really, really inconceivable, because we're so small, he can make them conceivable to us. This whole concept of revelation, that a tiny living entity sees God. So it's, you know, when you, the idea of seeing God with a material, detainted intelligence, people say, well, you can't see God because he's so big, but you can't get far away enough from him to see him. You know, if you stand close to the mountain, you can't see the top of the mountain. So you have to get a certain distance from him, but if he's unlimitedly big, then you have to be unlimitedly far. But I mean, that's foolishness. But here the idea is that he's so inconceivable that even though no one can actually understand him, still he can make a very limited, small, fragmental part of himself actually understand him, because he's not restricted. So therefore, yes, there is such a thing as revelation, even though it doesn't work, it's inconceivable to the ordinary mind, to ordinary consciousness. And now we're leading into the sum, no, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Srila Prabhupada had, and he speaks in the previous verses of how, also in this purport, how by the empowerment of the Lord, a jiva, a very small living entity, can do more than Krishna. Lord Chaitanya, he's saying, you can do what I can't do. What can't Lord Chaitanya do? Lord Chaitanya can do anything. How can he not do anything? He can spread Krishna consciousness just by his desire. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do anything. Still he says, I can't do it, so you go and you do it. And Srila Prabhupada then says, and Lord Nityananda preached throughout Bengal, and that was a historical event, a wonderful historical event, how he converted the Bengalis, who are very famous, even at the present time, they're very famous for being speculators. Just like the French are famous for being speculators in Europe. that one time when we used to land in Dumdum Airport, I mean, anyone who calls the airport Dumdum is something. But anyway, when we used to land at Dumdum Airport and make a left turn into Calcutta instead of a right turn going to Mayapur, and then it says, welcome. Either it said, welcome to Calcutta or welcome to West Bengal, land of the intellectuals. They changed that sign. They got so intellectual, they just ran out their biggest investor out of Bengal to go somewhere else. Mr. Tata, you know, he's building this 1 lakh car. And so communists were so upset that he was going to build on someone's agricultural land that he just packed up and left. Now they're upset that thousands of people aren't going to get employment.